Welcome to the Laugh Factory Podcast with Ian Ellis and Kimberly Marion. This week we were joined by our long-lost brother, Mr. Leroy Hicks. Leroy was supposed to be with us as the third mic on the show, and he went away on a little vacation. But he's back, and he's going to be on the podcast from now on. In this episode, we sit down and talk to Leroy for about 45 minutes, and then we go live to the green room at the Whip Theater after Brian Dobie's DVD recording, where we're joined by Brian Dobie, Corey Smith, Joe DeGann, Tony Valley, KB, Leroy, and myself. We talked for about a half hour about comedy, how the show went, and just some general weird shit. This episode's called Spaceships. Get excited. You can follow me on Twitter at Chicago Open Mic. You can follow KB on Twitter at KMarionComedy. You can follow the Laugh Factory at LaughFactory_CH. And you can follow Leroy Hicks at WhySoFunny1. Peace.
Yo, it's Leroy Hicks. What's up, baby? I'm back. What's happening, man? Ladies.
L-E-R-O-Y.
Yeah, you know where to find me. Why So Funny, baby?
All right, so let's talk about how you guys met, because you met before me, and then I'll talk about me and you guys for the first time.
All right.
So I used to do stand-up out in the burbs in West Chicago. Ironically enough, I'm back out in West Chicago. Ironically.
Yeah.
But...
Inside thing.
And so... I was doing this mic at Club 38, I think it was called.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing I was performing for Patrick Newsom and Bear. They were running that mic.
What's up, guys?
Hey, guys. Yeah. I perform, and it's like some old white ladies, and they're not really feeling it or whatever. But off to my right, I can hear, like, chuckles. And so I walk off stage, and I see a white boy that looks like the tallest, oldest son, missing Hanson son. Like, he had long... my family called him Sunshine.
Hey, for real, though.
My stepdad said he looked like a vampire. My brother and my stepdad said he looked like a vampire.
No, for real, though.
My brother was like, man, I don't know, man. That nigga look like a vampire. Like,
just a vampire, for real.
This is Twilight vampire.
Yeah, all that, man. And then Leroy is behind them. They were together, and it's like, oh, good set, man. You know, fuck these old white people. Blah, blah, blah. And so I watched their stuff. They did their thing. Leroy ate some people's pizza. Because Leroy is so fucking greedy that Leroy does this. So, how's the pizza here? Is that any good? What is that? I've never had pepperoni. Everybody has had fucking pepperoni pizza. And if you haven't, you don't care to. Yeah. It is not something that you're just going to stumble upon.
Nah,
and they always give him fucking pizza.
Always. Always works.
Or fried.
Or a bite of their sandwich. Or
a cigarette. A drink.
This is Leroy.
Ice water.
This is Leroy's crowd work. Hi, where are you from? Who's got my check?
Man, for real.
Show me your titties.
I just try to have a good time, man. But no, KB's right. Like, that's how it went down, and you know, I was just having a good time. It was like the audience needed something different. Like KB said, it was a weird room, and I was like, and when I saw KB, I was like, hey man, there's a black girl. What up? Like, I was like, connection. Like, already, I was like, man, she got to be funny. Like, I was very in tune. Like, I got to pay attention to her set. Something kept on telling me, like, man, I got to make sure. I want to go back in there and make sure. I want to watch this girl. And I know me and Josh, we always, like, back then, we always found different rooms. We'll explore places, and we'll be at, like, the top of everything, seeing everybody. But
wait, hold up. The greatest shit ever I saw was at Club 38, because, and I used to do it, and I saw these little motherfuckers do it, and I was like, man, I hope they don't ruin the game, was that they used to leave, like, they used to have bands and musicians come in and shit, and would pack their room with beer, and would leave it back there, like, all week. So we would just steal beer from the fridge and put it in a little ice and get it nice and cold and just drink beer for free, man.
Yeah.
And
chilling.
But yeah, we met up after the open mic, and we were talking, and I had been writing sketches. I had taken a sketch writing class. And I was like, yeah, I want to film some stuff. And they, you know, both were like, yeah, we down with that. And we got together, and we the first sketch that we filmed was Prison Cooking Show.
How ironic.
You used it correctly.
Booyah!
Students in vacation cooking school.
Yeah. Culinary arts, bro. Hey, check it out, man. It's called the Prison Cooking Show, man. Like, yeah. For real, that's the first one. Check it out. Prison Cooking Show. Why So Funny? ENT is on YouTube. And, but go ahead, KP. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, we started filming and we started building a bigger group. And
you guys even made a cartoon.
Yeah, made a couple.
Like,
yeah, man. We had the Three Bears.
Three Bears is dope, man.
Britella, Three Hood Bears.
Yeah.
The little gangster bear, oh, that shit was so funny. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, let's go upstairs.
Let's go upstairs.
Hey, just hashtag, let's go upstairs. Hey, man.
Done by Isaiah Ambrosini, which is dope, good artist.
Yeah.
And then we had, which is a part two is coming, man. I gotta find a freaking animator.
Part two is coming, yeah.
Like, please, if you're an animator, hit me up, because it's the easiest shit to, like, animate. I found out for some, like, I talked to three different animators that are studying it right now, and they're like, no, that's super easy.
Okay.
And so, I just need somebody who can do it for the Lolo.
But check out the very first Drug Coalition.
The Drug Coalition, which College Humor ripped off.
Yeah. Yeah, but ours is the original.
Ours is, look at the date, ours is original, check man. It out. Like, they straight up ripped off our shit.
And those are the same
they
way.
Basically took the same idea and just everything. Put it in a presidential debate.
Get the fuck out of here. We don't want to hear about that. But let's hear some real shit. But go ahead, KB.
So we had the Drug Coalition.
Yeah, raw.
Where you had,
check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Where different drugs. Yeah. Talk about how their market is. It's satirical. Yeah. Or whatever. But I like the comments under that one because it's like, that's where somebody wrote, you know, if there wasn't any cursing in this, you could totally show this in schools because they're absolutely right.
For real.
I was like,
It hit that market.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
It hit those people.
So I was like, yeah.
The other comments were like, yeah, man, I really liked the little weed character.
Yeah.
I was like, interesting.
Leroy was the weed character.
Yeah. You know, I gotta do the yeah, boy.
In the comment section, which character should get their own show?
Let's leave that. Like, which character? I say, man,
probably Weed.
Weed. First one, pop it off. Let's do it.
Weed, because he's so happy-go-lucky, man. Yeah. Like, the Coke is a little too paranoid.
Yeah.
The meth was a little too jittery.
Yeah.
The heroin was a little too inactive. The pills were a little too expensive.
Weed or cigarettes?
Alcohol was just a little too sloppy.
Yeah.
Cigarettes a little bit too smelly.
Yeah.
So you're only left with weed.
You could do cigarettes playing a role in it, like sidekick. For real. But nah, those were good times. Those were two animations that we did. But KB had like, working with KB and just like really understanding her, like her vision is so unique. It's really different.
Please don't do this, right?
I'm not gonna do it, but I'm just like, man.
Well, one thing that blew me away was the way that you guys got into like the public access, and you figured out that the Bolingbrook Library had like the dopest studio in town that you could use for free.
True.
And how you took advantage of your public resources to say like, we're gonna make the best quality thing.
What?
That is Mr. Leroy's like expertise, man. Like, I've never seen somebody hustle to get some free shit in their entire life like Leroy, man.
Free, boy. Like,
look at this little scrawny little hustle little motherfucker.
Swole, baby. Yeah, over here.
Well, you also produced your own shows, which led to some drama you could talk about if you want to. But you always like, it was whatever you wanted to do, you found a way to do it. You weren't asking, you weren't knocking down doors. You were knocking down doors, but you were like, we're just going to do it.
Well, that's very true. And It's just, man, you gotta utilize your resources, and first you gotta understand what your resources are. Then you gotta, okay, after you understand it, then you gotta utilize it to what you're doing. And I'm like, cause one thing about us, man, like, man,
we understand that bartering system is an amazing system for so many places.
It worked everywhere.
Like,
boy,
like we were getting. I'll tell you how. I'll explain it like this. All it takes is ingenuity and knowing taxes.
Yeah.
Like, for real. It was shit like this. Like, we wanted giveaways. So what I did was we put up, you know, a website. We had our shows set. We had found spots, free spots. We never paid for a spot.
Don't pay. Just email me and I'll show you how to go about that.
Shut up. You know when hustlers think they on some slick stuff. Email me.
Yeah.
Email.
Or, man, you can inbox us, man. We always here to talk. Bouncing ideas off, for real.
But, I don't know, you interrupted me. Where was I?
You were just talking about how we were getting in.
Say in terms of bouncing ideas off, Rashad Clark just hit us up, hit a couple other people up. He's trying to get some sketches going.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm down. Hit up KB and Johnny, and he was like, they're already in.
Yeah. I think that is...
You see somebody that's doing something, you're like, let's do it.
Yeah, you gotta be down to work, and you gotta be creative all the time. Like, our thing was... So, back to what we were talking about, like, getting shit for free. Let me not lose focus on that. Because that's really important, because it's super easy. So, we set up a website, we had a phone number. You can do a phone number through Google. So utilize that, because then it goes immediately to your inbox. You can hear it anywhere, and then you can take care of it. That's appropriate time, and not be popped off with the phone ringing. Like, I don't know what number this is, and you look like a dick because it's going to your personal voicemail, and I don't check my personal voicemail. Anyways, so you set that up. Email, get that set up. Website logo on the email. What you do is you make a letterhead. And then you say that you're going to give this away, and the show that you're doing is for charity, but you will pay comics, or if you can, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so we did stuff like half off if you bring a toy for a kid, or half off if you bring in school supplies and donated school supplies.
Even food.
And food. We did a food drive.
Always giving back.
And then we did that, and so people would barter with us so we could give away, raffle off stuff. Yeah. So as people are doing this, they're like, man, this is a whole experience, man. Yeah. Like, you know, and they bought into the idea of community. Like, all I did was hand a letter to this wine company, and they gave me a free tasting to raffle off for 10 people.
And that's love.
Yeah.
That's love.
I mean, right there, that's easily almost $200.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So, like, you could do stuff like that, and it's really simple, and it gives them verification for tax purposes.
Yeah.
And you are marked and legitimate. And so
both sides win.
So both sides win, and somebody gets something out of it. So working local, like, I would always hit up local shops and things like that, because they're a little bit more willing. I'll say that, like, the local shops, that's, people need to invest in that more, because those are the ones that really hold it down for shit like that. Because I remember I would go into, like, brand name spots, and they'd be, like, giving me a $5 off.
Yeah, all that meals. Cheap shit. You'd be like, come on, man.
And then I go into this little hippie store that the local artists sell,
the store away.
And they'll give you a $50 gift certificate.
The whole store away. You're like, wow, really? Thank you.
You know, like, and so supporting that type of stuff is way more important. And I had, you know, I tell people about that all the time. So, like, having those little buy-ins like that can help. And it... Like I said, it bridges like a community.
I think it sets you apart as a promoter.
Yeah. You know, promoting, and it sets us apart a little bit, because it's a lot of people, we've done the fashion way. We learned a lot. I know I learned a lot from this journey, but a lot of it was hard because people would just slam their door in our face like, no. It wouldn't even give us a chance. That's why we went to, why I went to Freeway. I was like, come on, man. Like, I don't want to deal with this person. Let's just.
Or these people that are like, I hate orphans.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Screw the homeless. Yeah.
Can I
have
some more, please?
Yeah, man, no, I'm not going to give it then. Yeah. You get tired of that door getting slammed in.
And you just work, man, you just learn how to work around it, man. Yeah. Like, you got to be really creative. Yep. Super, super creative. Like,
Think outside the box.
Like, one time we went, and I had been researching shows after shows after shows after shows. Like, we were looking everywhere to put on a show. Yeah. Found this dope ass place in Lyle named Pete and Johnny's.
It was ahead of its time. Like,
yeah, we go in there and old like Greek and Italian dudes, yeah. man. We're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And this is this irony that's about to happen is great. All right, so. We go there, and Leroy is Mr. Mischief. Like, if you let him loose in a room, he is going to find every crevice, every nook, every cranny.
He found those free beers.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No, it's on like it's on a bigger level. I try to get as much information as I can while like KB and everybody else is doing whatnot, because
he's like the first Terminator.
I'm analyzing everything, so we can go back and talk about the shit. Like, all right, this is what we could possibly. But go ahead, KB.
Yeah. And I do it in a much subtler way, because I know that he's going to walk himself.
I'll be right back.
Oh, there you go. And so we're walking around, and they're trying to show us to this one room. And this Leroy goes, what's down these stairs?
Like a goddamn Scooby-Doo character.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think I went down there before.
Wait, what time is it?
8:09.
You know, I'm sorry, we're doing all this, man. We just gotta make sure we know what time it is. Yeah. 8:09 though.
Alright, cool. It felt like 2 hours. Right?
On a spaceship. Join me and my friends on a spaceship.
Maybe we should just chill out to Kanye.
I cannot chill out to Kanye anymore. His new album,
I fuck with it.
I love it, but shit, damn, that's bipolar all at the same fucking time, man. That's what I feel. I feel there's so much like anxiousness in it. It was making me anxious. I'm like, shit, man. Yeah. Yeah. This is like some true, real shit, man. And I'm too high.
She said that I don't work for guys. Nah, for real, though. I don't know. It's all about the artistry. Like, when you get back with us, it's about our creative side. Like, sometimes we have a lot of... Hey, man, if y'all could just be here right now. Hey, man, we'll just know, man. And three amigos over here getting in, just knitting. But look nice in the zone. But it's just about our creativeness. You always got to think about outside the box and respect everybody else.
I think we're going to have to finish this another time.
No, I'll leave it.
Well, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
We'll just continue to talk. What's your next question, Ian? So we can work on that question.
Let me give you Sam Norton's question. If you could pick one word that motivates you to go out every night and one word that describes where you want to go in your career, what are those two words? And then drop it like Jay-Z's verse.
This is pointing to me. You're a... Two words. I forgot the question. I'm sorry, y'all. For real. It be like that sometimes.
Yeah, long day.
Yeah. What? Hasn't even started yet.
No, but what are... Yeah.
For real. We just gonna wait for him to come back. Question. We're gonna wait. And just wait. Waiting on a while. Waiting on a while. I don't know the song. I'm sorry, y'all. I feel like Martin and Bad Boy. You don't know the words yet. Da 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 da. You still know the words. You gotta sign Lando West. Bad boys, what's going on? What's your name?
It's the dead. Oh, stop, dude. That shit's hilarious.
Hey, keep that in. That shit's hilarious, man. When you go back and listen to that, you go, these motherfuckers had a great time. I wish I was there. Oh, man. But Ian, man,
I'm gonna pray for you.
Man, hey, for real, go. Hey, what was the question you asked us before you went to the bathroom? We just got sidetracked a little bit. Space Jam. Me and my friends on the Space Jam. But what are you saying, Ian? I'm sorry. What was the question? It's like a politic.
If you were a lobster on an island.
No.
No, hell no.
That wasn't it, you jackass.
It was Sam Norton's question. If you could pick one word that describes why you keep going out and one word that describes where you're trying to go.
Honest babe. Yeah, for real. What was the question again? Hey, just one more time. I've been thinking about one thing that...
He is truly ADHD. If there's
one word that describes your current state of mind.
Current state of mind. I mean, I'm just happy, man. Just happy, enjoying life. I'm gonna switch up the swag, do something with the hair. I got time to. So.
Can you? All right, Ivan used to say he admired your swag. Can you give some swag advice?
Yeah, just be yourself. Like, I like what I like. Like, man, just be yourself, but be the
just
best.
Just be yourself when you sound like, yeah, just be yourself.
Like, yeah, for real. Like, I think everybody's self is cool, and we just gotta let it show a little bit more. Yeah, it might be loud, it might be different, it might be funky hair, but hey, that's you. You look cute.
It might be outdated. That shit come back around.
It do. It's gonna come back around.
I never threw away my flannel.
Man, what? I got overalls. I'm like,
yeah,
man,
I had some overalls.
I'm like, I'm still waiting. I'm like, it's not the right time. I'm a bust out some overalls when I do it. Everybody gonna goddamn do it. I'm telling you, man. Telling you, people already got my hair. Like, I seen
it. We
should
do a 90s comedy show.
Fuck yeah, that's great times.
You do look like all the Waynes put together.
That's a good thing, man. I want to have all their creativity, all their love.
It's my other favorite question. What's your top five?
Top five, man, comedy.
Wanda Sykes is in town.
Top five crocheters in the room.
Ding 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 ding. One on a space.
She is crocheting a watermelon dress.
No, it's not.
It's for just a black baby.
Yeah. Not even the watermelon dress.
It's cashmere. It's like she's getting busy.
Babe, you told me you were gonna do the KFC bucket.
Top five.
That I like. I like Steve Martin. Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, Dave Chappelle. I don't know if it would be in that exact order, but it's a toss-up between Bernie Mac and Chris Rock. Just the reason because, really with them two, I just like how real Bernie is. Like real, I mean, like all comedy is broken down to a realness where people can relate. Like, that's the core. That's why we fuck with them. Like, it's so much in what they're saying we can just relate to and we can listen to them. So Bernie was very like, man, I'm not scared of you motherfuckers.
Your list is great performers that like really bring the performance. And Bernie could steal the room, steal the show, steal the movie.
Yeah, Bernie could. And he did that every time, but all of them could. And Chris Rock, he's another one. He'll always steal the movie because I like how he just... It's for...
I couldn't believe that even in Madagascar, his little character was the one that was like...
We related to him.
Like, outpaced everybody. I was like, wow, he's
the zebra getting busy.
Yeah, I was like,
my kids
love
the zebra because it was because he played that character. He was the comic relief.
And it looked like
he freestyled the song that became his catchphrase, and it became, like, the biggest hit in the world. Every kid had that damn song.
Yeah. And that's why I picked those people, man. They have an influence. and their words are so powerful. But Chris Rock, he's just, man, he'll make you think.
You know how I know Chris Rock has made a classic with the movie Top 5? Is because I mentioned it in class, because at the end of the class, I reviewed with them, like, that we just had debates. I gave them tips and shit, and we were talking. I was like, we intuitively know how to debate. We just don't realize that we're debating in that process. Yeah. We don't logically break it down like that.
True that.
I was like, for instance, Cordell, he's like, yeah, are you top MC? I'm like, all right. He goes, Lil Wayne. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Lil Wayne.
I talked to this girl.
He came prepared to argue.
Yeah.
Pretty much. He dropped the mic. Lil Wayne. Can I tell you mad what? Or no?
One time I lost that argument real quick.
About Lil Wayne?
I was arguing with a comic outside of a comedy club, and I was saying 50 Cent, one of my favorites. And he's like, 50 Cent's not even a rapper. I was like, what do you mean? He said, every single one of his top songs, he's singing the chorus. He's not a hit rapper. He's a hit singer. And I was like, oh, he's right.
I mean, man.
50 Cent is not one of my top five rappers. He's one of my top five singers.
Well, you know what? Man, honestly, like, all right.
But, not to interrupt.
Go ahead.
But I had students that were like, oh, have you seen that movie Top 5? That's amazing. And I'm like, okay, I know where their heads are at. Like, their past, they understand different levels of humor now. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of different levels of humor or whatever. Even though I think some of the little crazy girls that said they liked it watched it because of Cardi B. But whatever.
Well, there are a couple very inspirational movies. There's only a handful. Like Mr. Saturday Night, Funny People, and Top 5 now.
I don't know what Funny People was.
That was the one that came out right when I started, and it got me to go into it. Because I was like, oh, I guess that's how you do it.
Yeah.
It gave me like a blueprint to start.
I wouldn't say it's most inspirational, but ironically, that's the reason I got into it. Josh was like, man, watch this. I was like, alright, with Adam Sandler, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Josh was like, man, let's do it. I was like, trust me.
How many of those videos did he bring over? Did he start with a skateboarding video?
Nah,
couple kung fu videos. He's like, come on,
let's do it. Yeah, let's do it, man. We had so many adventures. Nah, that one, it was something different this time. It was like, man, made you believe, and you're like, yeah, let's do it. Fuck it, shit. Oh, yeah, okay.
So when did you begin to believe you could do it?
From day one, when he said, watch that video. It was like, for real, it was one of those, and that idea was already born. But I'm very, like, all right, so there's people out there that know I'm very, like, Tiffany would say, like I watch Avatar, and I want to be Avatar. Man, it'd be so cool if it was an Avatar. But I get very inspired very quickly, you know what I'm saying? But something like that was different. And I really knew it was right, and KB was there for that show. It was the first show ever, and I was like, KB, man, I told KB, like, that we produced. I was like, hey, this is going to be, I told everybody, I was like, this is going to be our best show. It's our first fucking show, and it's going to be our best show. Man, it was so packed in there. KB, you remember, it was.
Yeah, it was the craziest shit. I remember XO came up to me, I was like, recording, because he came out, and he said he'd be there sooner than he was. Typical XL fashion, but whatever. Love you, XL.
No belief. Yeah. But what's up, bro? I saw you in the commercial.
So, but he's like, I just came from a show. He had, I think he had some cognac or something like that in his hand. And he's like, this show was the shit. And it was. Yeah. It was packed. It was packed. And what was crazy about was all the spots that we got was that we would get them for free because they didn't know how to use the space, and then we figured out how to use the space. But once you figure out how to use the space,
everybody's got
they learn how to use the space and capitalize even more on it.
So it's cool.
It's cool sometimes, and it's usually at the time that
we need to depart.
We need to depart. Because every time we left, it was a GM was leaving.
Yep.
So, like,
that was the connect. Yeah. You know, we were more smooth. And don't get me wrong, we gave other GMs tries, but we knew right away, it's not time to play a game. It's like, if they're on it, if they're not, they'll tell us one thing, and we don't get it, we'll be like, okay.
For
sure.
So, back to Pete and Johnny's was one of the spots. Libra goes downstairs, and he finds this cool little downstairs spot.
We did that.
And what was dope about it was that Pete worked really well with us, and he gave us stuff to give away to the audience for free. So that's where we actually started the raffle.
Right.
And then the other thing was cool there was
Leroy found the basement space that you did it in.
Yeah, he just wandered down there as his usual little explorer.
And I found, like, what KB was saying about promotion, I found everything, like, in the back room. They had TVs, they had all of this, and I was like, I'm just taking an inventory of it.
Like, we gave away
quick,
like, beer stuff, like big ass umbrellas for your patio,
and that's what set us apart. Like, if people won, like, we were just giving away things. Like, it was the experience. We just wanted people to have a good time, period. And I wanted people to remember us like, man, these guys are really out here doing it just by free 99.
Yeah, and that, you know, like, we were competitive with each other, which is really good. But, man, all we really gave a shit about was putting on good shows and having fun.
Period.
That was
and
it.
Getting,
like,
dope-ass comics and working with some of our favorites at the time. Like, we fuck with people we like and, like, people, like, we knew. Like, me and KB always got a thing. We see the bigger picture of it. And we just know by looking at somebody, sometimes it's crazy. Like, hey, man, that person's going to be on if they work hard enough. Like, I'm going to see them in a couple years or 5 years, then they're about to be on.
Yeah, it's crazy when you can see stuff and, like...
Yeah, it is.
And then you're like, oh, man, that's what they're doing.
They're living up...
Yeah, they're living up to what I knew they would.
Yeah, yep. That shit's crazy.
I don't know. That's the way we rock. It was just about having fun, like...
Real recognized real.
Yeah. And still sharp and still.
Yeah.
I heard that on a mixtape.
What'd you say?
I think I heard that on a mixtape.
This one right now. But nah, Ian, like, when we found that spot, like, P and Johnny's, every one of the spots that me and KB found...
Wait, hold up, pause. So, P and
Johnny's...
I think
that's why I initially connected with you...
Pete and Johnny's. So what was about Pete and Johnny's that was cool is that we ended up taking meeting Mike, and Mike was friends with Dino, who was the dude that was gonna help All Jokes Aside open and on North Side.
Wait.
But they were trying to get that liquor license.
Come on now.
So now what's hilarious is we beat Dino, and he's like, yeah, I got tickets to the premiere. We're having a boat party for it, and da da da.
For real.
And sure enough, Dino.
All jokes aside, think about that. Like,
where everybody got their start.
Come on now.
And then when I watched the documentary, I'm like, look at Dino.
Looking the same. Look at her hair. It hasn't changed. Like, you guys meet these guys, but these guys were cool as ice.
He came in and sat in on our show and dug us and stuff, and it was like...
Showed us love.
Yeah. And so we kept bumping into really cool...
Business owners
that let us do our thing and let us just have free reign to be silly.
Yeah.
And believed in us. Like, truly, because believed in us and really worked with us. Like, that's what you gotta do, is find a spot where... Yeah. They don't know what they're doing with the room.
Yeah. Help them out. Let's help each other.
Yeah, let's help each other. Like, we can get people down here. And a lot of times they'll give it to you for free because you know what? If there's nothing down there, they're not making money anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if you can say, what's your capacity? We can fit 50 people in here.
And
comfortably, you know?
And the crazy thing is, like, we will always oversee it every goddamn time. We wouldn't tell them they're in the plan. We just be like, no, we got this. They'll look at us kind of crazy, like, okay, all right. Mm-hmm. But we're like, nah, we got it. Every time we'll leave, you can ask KB, honestly, I'm like, we're going to have a double show. She's like, why you always think that? Like, I always think, like, from our first show, just by us putting the word out there, it was double. Like, every time we have the first show, they're always understaffed.
Yeah.
Think about it all the time. Like, when they think, like, oh, it's not going to be, oh, my God, we need to order more. We got to do this. Let's sit down more. And, like, every...
And then the other thing is, man, like, let it be fun.
Yeah.
Like, there were times that comedians that were new that popped in and didn't know if it was an open mic or whatever, we would even pop them on for, like, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, we didn't even care.
No, it was about the audience. They were still there laughing, like...
Yeah. Shit. That happened with Rudy Reyes, actually. So, like, we would bump into a lot of cool people and... Yeah, it was just fun. So, like, I say, like, if you run
a
room, if you run a room, run it because it's fun, man. Because once it gets tedious, it is the worst thing ever.
And it
so
should
have fun with it.
It shouldn't never get tedious. Just stay organized. Think about
it. It's not even. It's just a grind.
It is.
I know we've talked so about. KB told me about like how dope Rudy like really promotes his shows and how he runs them. You guys ran enough of your own shows. What goes into running a good show? Like, what do you look for in the room? What do you rearrange?
Can I answer it?
Go. I get it.
Alright. Yeah. Okay. You gotta leave us. What's the question again? Nah, I was just joking. I remember. Okay. Basically, what do you look for? Like my philosophy, and everybody's a little different. Mm-hmm. I look for the demographic. I always try to look around the locations before we even get there. I'm looking around locations, seeing what stores are nearby. I'm like, okay. I try to get a feel of the culture. Like, oh, it's a small town. It's kind of big town. There's nothing really nearby. Then I look at the actual where it's at. I'm like, all right. The decor is kind of like, is it welcoming? Maybe so, maybe not. All right, let me give it a chance. Let me go in there. Let me see what they're working with.
Before it even starts with that, like, I do like website searches and reviews and Yelp reviews and stuff like that.
I agree.
Because sometimes for some people, it's hard to like go to a place that has one or two reviews.
Yeah.
Or 2 stars out of 5 stars or whatever. Yeah. And it becomes a little like, you know, I'm a little hesitant. But
sometimes those would be the hidden jewels. Sometimes it's something about it. It's a give or take relationship.
It can be a give or take.
Yeah, it can be a hindrance or.
And sometimes I'll look at it and I'm like, oh, there's only 3 reviews. One is 5. One is 1.
One, yeah.
So like, somebody one says, is
I hate
3.
The chicken wings.
Yeah, and so now they down at 2. So yeah, you do have like, to look at that type of
the
stuff
fuck?
And kind of consider it, see what's by it. Then go there, actually scout it. I usually go there, get a drink there.
Yeah.
Grab something to eat
there. Yeah, we always get something to eat.
Just to check out.
Get
like,
the vibe.
Yeah, get the vibe of it. And then go.
Sometimes when we do go, sometimes it's always like, it seems like a performance or something. Like they might have some type of music or trivia.
Karaoke,
or
trivia.
So we go at some good times. Like times, sometimes I'll be like, man.
And then
like,
we just scope out, like, what do they have? What nights are showing up that we can't get? What do we
what
think
people
we can do?
Are coming
what,
out?
Yeah, what people are coming out? What angle are we going to take with this show?
What food? Is there food good? Drink specials? Like, we look at all of it. All in one sitting. Like, we get this done while we just chilling and just talking. Like,
go to the bathrooms.
Yeah,
you'll
really.
You'll get a really good information in there.
No, you will.
So, like, it's like
Sarah will blow me. Call her now. I'm like, yes.
And Leroy's like, this Sarah's number is verified, then she will blow you.
Yeah, she's on that line. She's doing right
there.
He
verifies it on Facebook for you.
Yeah, fuck Facebook. It's going through my phone.
So
he's what you call a quality inspector.
And then the other thing is, can you get along with the person you're going to be working with at the establishment?
And KB's absolutely right.
Why do you look me in the eye when you...
Because I feel like
am I about to get a life lesson on this spaceship?
I was just gonna...
Ian specifically. Now, this is for everybody, but you...
No, this is for everybody, but we always... We try to see if we can work with the business owner or the person running it. Kind of on one of their busy nights.
And you know who is running it immediately.
Yeah. But do it on their busy nights, because you can get a good definition of their character and what kind of person they are under pressure.
You have to establish dominance.
Not only that,
not
you
dominance,
gotta understand
but
to try biting them in the back of the neck.
We fall back. We just, hey, nice to meet you.
The other thing is, honestly, if I see a girl working the door, I'm like, I know that we'll get legit right to who we need to speak to.
Oh,
when
when
I see dudes, I'm like, oh my god, they're gonna be so elusive.
Yep.
So like you start reading like stupid stuff like that. That's the reason why Leroy and I used to go together, actually.
Yeah.
Is because it would be like
all the time.
Because he'd be like, all right, Kenry, you're gonna take this one, because he ain't gonna say shit to me. Like,
I'm not about to get no answers, but it sucked though, because I'm being on the real, man. Me and KB are black, so if we have a white person,
that's why
with
they
us,
pulled me in.
Yeah, that's why we pulled Ian in, because me and KB will get led on a wild goose chase, but me and KB are so determined.
But yeah, I will say that white privilege does exist
it
because
does.
We went out
it
with
does.
Ian. and they just give him information like he the FBI. Yeah. Like he got a badge and a warrant.
I got 7 business cards, the CEO, the VP, the CEO.
And his picture is in the card.
I'm like, KB, what'd you get? I ain't getting nothing. I ain't getting that one thing. Bitch told me I owe her a bill. We gotta go right now.
Just text him. He didn't give you his private number.
But for real though. But no, me and KB will learn.
We
to sit
ran
down.
Into that in Naperville.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna put the establishment on blast or anything.
No, because we gonna get you.
We went in there and the lady looked out from the door, and this shit is so crazy. The world is small when I connect this story. So she looks out and she's like, no, she wouldn't come talk to us. Yeah. And we're like, so Lee was like, this bitch is bitty bitch.
I'm ma'am.
And so girl walks up and she's like, yeah, no. And then
she looked at us.
Yeah, she looked.
She looked at us in the kitchen.
Yeah,
exactly. I read her lips. The bitch door was still open. It was swinging back.
So little manager, young chick or whatever, real cool, comes back and she's like, she's not, And then so for Leroy and I'm like, okay, thank you for your time, blah blah blah. Leroy's like, you know what the fuck is wrong with your fucking establishment?
I was getting all these
videos up here and you're not doing this.
Yeah.
And then you have this here and doing this. He like goes straight John Telfer from Bar Rescue.
I did. Shut it down. Shut it down. Hey, no.
Then the chick starts looking
at you're gonna learn today.
Chick looks at our resume and our business plan. She's like, wow. She's like, you guys were at Pete and Johnny's? And we're like,
yeah.
Yeah. She's like, yeah. I was a server over there with Mike and Pete. And we're like, we used to do the comedy shows at the bottom. And we're like, that was us.
My hair was different. It was us. I promise you.
And so like,
Lost a Vampire.
Yeah, we have bumped into so many, the world is super small, man. We bump into so many different people through so many different angles and stuff that is crazy.
And we stay true to ourselves.
I met you, I was just randomly going to a bar with my buddy, but you were outside promoting, handing out flyers, and you were connected to charity, and so when I had a charity, you come up, the first phone call I made.
Yep.
And that's how we started hanging out.
Oh, but wait, we gotta tell this story. Yes.
No, we don't.
Which one?
Let's skip over there. I had a question.
I gotta get on it.
Do you remember when he went straight G at the meeting?
Hey, man. Oh, yeah, man. We gotta tell this, man. For real. All right, so we're helping out with the charity event. We're helping the kids out. And why so funny? We love the kids. Me and KB love the kids. Ian do too, man. But Ian put us on, man, like, to help out these kids in Aurora.
Don't name the charity.
Yeah, we're not going
to name no names.
Kids, I hope y'all doing good, for real, though.
Yeah.
Because
their homes just got tore down.
Yeah.
Gentrified.
Yes.
Yeah, it's fucked up, man. But Ian, all right, so Ian's, he brought us in the group, and people were feeling a certain way because we didn't fit the model. We were like, okay, y'all comedy is like this. Their comedy was a whole different thing.
I'm from Aurora, so I grew up in Aurora. My cousin's like on their board.
I thought the guy was jealous of you, and he was like threatened. So he was like, I better get them out of here.
We felt the shade, but
yeah.
Me and KB kept on saying, it's about the kids.
Yeah.
The kids are having a great time. Yeah, this was it's about.
Kids.
Yeah, man, the kids.
It really was.
How do I reach these kids?
Yeah,
these kids, man.
We dug in and everything, and Ian called out this dude, and basically it was like, they're way funnier, doing more than you guys. Yeah. They should be teaching these kids something.
Straight commando. Like, man, I'm looking at this man like, man, like I was like, man, I respect this dude. I fuck with this dude right now. Yeah, like, man, like, he locked down. Like, in my mind, I don't know. I was like, all right.
As a guy, he get it.
Yup.
Yeah.
A better story than that. That dude was a joke thief. I used to hang out at Riddles all the time. It was hosted by Jay Washington. And Jay figured out that he was doing the jokes. He'd come one week, and then the next week, perform everybody's jokes. And so when he knew he was coming up on the list, he put him at the end, and he called every motherfucker that he stole jokes from, let him go up, and then banned him from the club for life.
Yeah, you know what?
Yes. All right, so we can even tie into that story.
Oh, yeah. Well,
okay, because we used to run an open mic, dude. This shit's crazy. See, we did a lot of shit, man. West Loop in Brando's in the West Loop in Chicago. It's owned by...
The
hockey player. Chelios.
Chris Chelios, yes. Chelios.
Yeah. And so,
Speakeasy.
Yeah, Brando's Speakeasy. It's a dope spot. And we had a late night mic on Tuesday?
It was some day of the week.
It was Tuesday.
Yeah,
and that mic was 10 until like 12:30. Mm-hmm. And comics would come down to this mic because it was like, it's the last spot of the night. It's right off of L. Why not? Fuck it. And there would be people there. There would be actual people there at this speakeasy, you know? And so...
And hold on. With the speakeasy, and this is an ironic thing, too. At the same time, while we were creating this crazy, dope-ass open mic over here, we had... the homies that went to New York. Two black dudes.
Yeah. Two black dudes in the mic.
Clark Jones.
So they started up their show, and like we were always trying to get on each other's show, but we ran into the same goddamn night.
Yeah.
So when we always ran into each other, they're like,
"How late are y'all staying?"
Our own show over here, man. We'd be like, "Man, we heard about y'all." And they were like, "Yo, we heard about y'all."
This ties in
crazy. What's up, y'all?
This is my last question. What happens when you're, like, the only black person there, or you see, like, the only other black... Like, are you conscious of it all the time, or is it, like... you're just, like... I don't know.
I was just gonna say, to wrap up the Brando show, of how that all related to what Ian said about the whole comedian that was stealing jokes. They actually got into an argument outside our open mic, and, like,
crazy.
They got us in trouble because they were loud outside, and they complained about the comedian show being louder than any of the bands or karaoke. I was like...
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, whatever. We were still good after that. But,
I mean, it was time to depart. It was,
no, we didn't leave after that.
No, we were still good.
They just gave a warning. Yeah. Yeah, we were still good. They were just like, hey, hold
this
down.
One unlikable dude, when you've seen him get... his ass chewed out in two locations.
You know what? The problem is, man.
And I got a story about a third.
He's just not being himself. It's comedy, but you gotta... Come on, we're up there. We're putting our time in this shit. Like, we respect it.
All right, so what was the last question?
Do you always or ever notice, like, that you're the only black person there? And then is there a conscious thing when you see another black person, like, yo, I'm gonna go say, what's up? You're not alone.
Yeah.
I mean, with me, like, to me, I'm like, cool. When I see one black person in the room, I make immediate contact. I say, what's up? I say, how you doing? Like, you know, then I make fun. Like, we're the only black motherfuckers in here. We got each other back, right? Where's the exit? So it's a quick little joke that we do, but...
That we do, as if it's a generalization all of us do it.
Well, yeah, if I approach you, hell yeah, we're going to do it. Same routine, man, get in line. But, and also, I'm like, cool, because I know this, the black person in the room, like, it's gonna go good either way, but the black person in the room is going to kind of respect that I represent it. It's kind of like a representation, like, of the black culture.
So, all right.
I don't know. To me, that's... I'm like, it's love.
I don't say what's up, but... I'm not about to... I'll say what's up and support and all that. I actually do dig all that. But sometimes I'm like, man, like... We don't gotta... Like, soon as we get on stage, like, hey... I know I only got one more black person in here, so I hate doing it, like, constantly, like...
You ever get embarrassed of?
Of what?
If there's one other black person that and they make an ass of themselves?
No.
Hell no, we're individuals.
Nope. Yep.
And they gonna that's be what right. I was gonna say, is like, hell we're no. not, like, you know, we're individuals or whatever.
Make sure they're good. Even if they make an ass out. Yeah, I'm gonna be like... Hold on, he can handle it. Remember? Come with me over here, fam. You good? We're going to talk him down.
Right quick, man.
Yeah, for real. Like, for real.
Outside smoking cigarettes. So
you cool?
All right, what do you think of your set?
Yeah.
What did you think of your set?
Yeah.
Because I can't tell you shit.
Right. You need a light? Like, for real.
This is called meditation.
Yeah. I'm going to go get you some more water right now, right? I'll be right back. No, you good, you good, you good. Yeah.
Hold my food up.
Yeah. You hungry?
Want to fry?
Yeah.
I'll fry.
Hey,
man, come, you need to fry.
Come back. The lady said you haven't paid your bill, bro. I got you the water, though, but I'm going to cut out in about, like, 15.
Card decline.
Hey, fam, I got, like, 10 on it, man, but I got to cut out, though. But, no, I mean, black...
Police follow.
Yeah. It's lit.
Worst day ever.
All trying to help out, goddamn it. No, but we cool with everybody, man. Like, real recognize real, so... back to the black thing, I think sometimes it depends on how the room is and how well I'm interacting with the other, my fellow man, for real, or woman. Like, if the room is kind of like, in the comics are kind of like a little racist, I'll notice it. I'll go say something to the black friend or the black person, and I'm like, I got him. Don't worry. Don't trip. I got you. I got two zingers for the asses. Don't worry. What do you think? Should I say that? Okay, I'll think about it, but I'm gonna say this. It's just cool. You really don't think about shit like that, though.
No, I don't think about it. I just think about, like, man, I gotta make these people laugh.
Yeah, pretty period. Much. Period.
That's point blank. Like, it is. You know what? Fuck you.
Got
I tried to not say that because people have said that I say point blank, period.
Yeah.
A lot, and I've been trying to catch myself from saying it. And I have failed tremendously.
It's the end all be all, though. Point blank, period. That's what we gotta talk about. That's a Brock treat. I'm not gonna repeat Damn myself it. Again. Point blank, period.
Whatever.
Welcome to Life Factory Podcast, hosted by Ian Ellis and
KB Marion. What's up?
And today we're having a very special show. We're in the back of the Whip Theater. My man Brian Dobie just recorded his DVD special, and we're here with some wonderful people. We are joined by
Joe DeGan. Who is Joe DeGan? Twitter, what's up?
Yo.
Yo, I guess Brian Dobie's here. That'd be me, so I don't know why I'm guessing. I'm real confident that this is me. And my Twitter is at I'm Brian Dobie.
Corey Smith, and my Twitter is the Corey Smith with a K.
Corey Smith hosts a podcast for the Whip Theater, and it's about to get passed on. Who's it getting passed on to?
Claire Swanson. Yeah.
So you guys have this dope concept where you, like, pass it on every 2 years or two seasons.
Yep.
It's a beautiful thing. Keeps it moving.
Well, and he wanted to build a good base. You know, it's a good startup. He doesn't want, like, a single comedian to own the concept. He wants to keep it growing for all the newcomers.
Dobie, this is your night. How do you feel like it went, man?
Oh, what's up, man? Oh, it was cool. I had a good time, you know. Great crowd. Great comedians. And, I think it was good.
We're also being joined by a man who runs the Whip, Mr. Tony Valley.
He already
Tony
vanished.
Tony. He already vanished.
He might be popping in and out.
Yeah.
Throughout the situation.
Yeah, we don't know.
In the rotation, as we like to call it.
Specification.
Again, I was saying, I really hope the next one of these is yours, because I usually only get to see you at open mics, and to see the polish, I was like, God damn, my man is such a killer.
I'm so excited. We'll see longer sets. I'm going to go on tour.
Well, you're about to go on our tour all the way through Colorado.
Colorado.
Steve Zinsky, Jared Ellis.
Michigan,
Vegas.
Right? Yeah. Grand Rapids,
Vegas for sure.
I'm gonna try and hit up St. Louis on the way home.
Oh, we got you.
We got you.
Yeah, we got you on St. Louis.
Oh shit, yeah.
Yeah, all everywhere. St.
It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. I don't even know how many people are coming with me right now. That's how fun it's gonna be.
Man,
gonna be a lot of people.
You need an extra black person. I'm telling
well,
you.
I don't know. You know, I'm at my quota. I got like gender quota for black people.
Corey, let me ask you. I was talking to Timmy Wiskel. Last time I was here was like right after the Valentine's show, and he was like, man, Corey just went up there. He pretty much freestyled like 45 minutes and brought the house down. Like, you did some murderous shit. Can you talk to us about that Valentine's night?
I did 50 minutes and only 5 minutes of material that night.
That's some gangster shit.
And I started, like, I've never done it before, but I made up this questionnaire, and I had one of the kids that intern here, I had him pass it out.
Oh,
and,
shit.
And people just filled out some random Valentine's Day questions.
Can you hit us with one or two of the questions?
What was the most awkward thing I could ask you right now in front of your date?
It had a dead turnout.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, I honestly, I got about 15 or 20 fully filled out cards back, and that probably took about 35 minutes to do.
Yeah.
There was a lot of fun in between. People gave me everything I needed. It was good.
That's good. That sounds fun, too.
It's fucking hot. Yeah, so y'all had a great fucking...
Oh, the show was crazy
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, like, y'all did y'all
honestly,
thing
tonight. Honestly, it was a good lineup. Like, man, I liked it. I was fully impressed.
We're missing our homie Jack Baker, who...
He had a good
probably
set.
Had yeah. He probably had some yeah. some milk he, or
motherfucker
some
lives
cheese.
The closest too, and like yeah. he's already dipping.
Yeah, I gotta go. We're gonna take the beer though. But no, you guys did real good.
So Dobby, how does this compare to the show? Because at Mojo's, you did an album recording. How does this show compare to that show? Like, you feel like better, or the material's more polished? You handle it better?
How long ago was it?
Man, it was like last year, I think.
Okay, so your progress.
Man, I don't know. I don't like to compare stuff. I'm a weird dude. I think both shows were great shows.
Yeah.
I think both shows were great shows. Good thing about this one is we're doing two nights, so I think tomorrow's going to be... And this is a Friday night, so it's the lighter crowd, and it was still an awesome crowd. I think tomorrow's going to be really dope. I think it's going to be really good stuff what we're looking for tomorrow. But, yeah, I think both shows were good, honestly.
I heard one of the comics saying, like, man, it feels like Dobie's turned a corner. Like, he's just got this new confidence to him. Like, do you feel like you're more comfortable in your stage presence at this point?
Oh, man, you know, I guess... You know, every comedian, I guess, over time gets more confident. So, I just don't give a fuck no more. That's probably it.
Yeah,
you know what? That's rule number one.
Life's a bitch, and I went through it for a while. Yeah. So, that's probably what the confidence is, you know what I mean?
Isn't that the best? Like, when you dealt with some shit, and then they comedy, like, man, this ain't fucking anything. Get out of here.
Got this.
He had a Facebook post today that was speaking to my heart. It was like, you did some stupid shit. Forgive it. Move on. You can do better tomorrow. And I was like, thank you. Thank you for giving me permission.
Hey, Dobie, what was your concept behind this show? You know, as an artist, man, we always label something or title something like after what we've been through. You know what I'm saying? What was your thought process? What was the creative side?
Man, I think y'all be taking comedy real deep. Yeah. I'm a real surface type dude.
Yeah. People missed it, but Dobie was like, y'all take this too seriously. Just have fun.
Man, that's rule number one.
Point blank, period. Make people laugh. Have a good time. Yeah. That's pretty much what comedy is.
Yeah, it's like doing comedy shows for real. I don't even be thinking of it like on like a super layered situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I always be on it. Like, I just think on it like that. Like a deep, you know what I'm saying, like creative, because we're creating something at the time, like it could be whatever the fuck we want, but we get people to rock with it. But I mean, everybody's opinion is different, you know what I'm saying?
That's just really deep and philosophical.
But you just basically like, man, I don't give a fuck, I'm about to go there, talk about whatever I want to
that's
right
like
now.
That's like telling jokes,
yeah.
I was like, yo, I wrote some funny shit, I think people should hear this.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's
hey, I'm gonna keep on trying that, I got you, motherfucker, it's gonna work.
Yeah. Corey, you got a new haircut, why would you add that to your dumb glasses?
I feel like
first his haircut is pretty. It's man,
it's
Muy Bien,
bro.
Thank you, man.
I appreciate
it. No problem.
And the shirt combo.
Yeah, it's a new
shirt combo. Yeah,
I feel like I'm getting older, and I need to match that. You know what I mean?
You are getting older. That's how time works.
32.
Years old.
Really?
Yes.
I think I might be the oldest person in this room. Then
you might.
Nope.
No, me.
Really?
I'm 41.
Shit. Oh,
get the fuck out of here.
I'm just
black
joking.
Toe crack my ass. Yeah. That's not 41. No way.
It's Morgan Freeman.
He's been old for years.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman's what, 98?
I don't know. He's up there with God. Like, however, go.
He's
God
41
is.
In probation years.
No, he's too good.
He is.
He's too good. There's a GPS with him on it.
Yeah.
I was in the Uber and it was Morgan
Blues Club. I want to go to his Blues Club.
Yeah, Blues Club.
Mississippi, right?
Yeah.
It's
probably there all the time.
It's probably raw.
Like, it is.
It's basically juke joint style.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
All the cups are solo drinks. Cups.
Yeah.
No fucking glasses.
You look like the type of dude some shit like that. It's cigars nice. Only.
I've seen some videos of it. You're jealous.
You got to.
Corey, I want to ask, because you've actually traveled the country quite a bit, like, what is either your best or worst story about getting out there on the road and, you know, meeting the people.
I want to hear the worst first, bro. Tell me the worst. Give me the goods, man.
Colorado Springs, probably the worst experience I had with any kind of audience.
Is this pre legalizing?
No, this is right after legalizing weed, but it was an alcoholic that was the problem. It was a I went out there and I did a couple open mics, and this kid, Charlie, is like, dude, I got this new show. I'd love you to be on it. It's going to be 8 comics. You're all doing 10 minutes. You know, it's going to be a good time. And I show up, and it's a flat bar, and it's got a U-shaped bar around the door, and then there's a dance floor, pool tables, and then right next to the dance floor is dart boards. And we were doing comedy on the dance floor, and the first comic goes up. She's 4 foot nothing, tiny little squeaky voice girl.
Jack Baker's girlfriend?
No. She goes
we
up.
Love you, Jack.
And she says maybe 5 seconds of words, and then this lady goes, can you keep it down? We're playing darts over here.
Oh, fuck you.
So that's how that night went.
I'm going to unplug this machine right
now. So everybody was supposed to do 10 minutes. Nobody did more than 5 minutes that night.
Tell them what
up. So I go up, and I just start laying into this dude. Like, before I even say anything on stage, he goes, this dude don't even look funny. Right?
That's the best.
Yeah. Okay. So I tore him up. He kind of looked like a meth addict. He was playing pool. Yeah. He was a very easy target to go after. Yeah. And then, I did my full 10 minutes. The kid Charlie that put the show together is like, dude, I got to fill like 50 more minutes if anybody wants to do any more time.
Fuck yes.
So I was like, I'll go back up. I don't give a shit.
Run it.
I go back up.
Going back.
The girls that interrupted in the first part that was playing in the dart league, they started timing out my punchlines and just started screaming so no one could hear what I was saying when I was trying to actually do jokes.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So I started thinking of the most creative ways I could to call her cunt. Two jokes in, she rushes the stage. She comes at me. She throws her purse. She throws her purse. She comes at the stage. I grab the stool. I move it in front of me like a little matador thing. She trips over it. The bartenders like come out running and like separate her friends. And then the kid's like, show's over. They videotaped that. But they only videotaped and showed the part of me calling the girl a cunt. And they showed it to the bar owner. And the bar owner now...
No comedy
anymore.
Thanks for that, guys.
Turns out the girl that interrupted the show actually worked at the bar.
She was being a cunt. That's why.
Yeah. She was, though.
That's why she felt she had the right to.
That happened to us in St. Louis, where we got heckled by the owner / bartender.
Oh, yeah. It's never good.
I gotta say this. Sorry. Speaking of interrupting cunts, I gotta interrupt with this. Some customer on the right side, blonde kid, glasses.
Yeah. The one that kept going to the bathroom. That wasn't me.
Just handed me $8 and said, I know it's not much, but can you please split this amongst the comics?
Dope.
Oh. So here you guys go.
This is what the whip. This is what the whip theater is. Is what it brings.
Good. I don't want it. I'm not taking.
Jack's gone.
Joe trees are like his dirty money.
Jack left early.
I say
paper access for
3 or 5. What do you want?
$8. How much for those edibles? We can split one of
y'all
those.
Gotta make a bet right now. I think you should go to Adobe.
Yeah, keep down the luck. But yeah.
Dobie was reaching for it, like, hold up.
No, everybody needs to
actually, Dobie, since we spoke to you, you've had your rap battle, and it sounds like it went very successful. Can you tell us about the battle?
Hold on, he rapping now? Hold on.
He's always been rapping.
For real? You trying to battle him right now?
No, I didn't know he was rapping.
All black people don't battle.
Right, for real.
Or rap.
We like it.
I heard that. Oh, he said, tell you about it. Oh, man, you know, it was cool.
Was it like a house party? It looked like a house party.
It sounded like you went up there and treated this fool.
It was like a dope-ass... They, like, turned this airport hangar into a fucking performance venue.
Holy fucking amazing.
Stage and
that's
shit.
Kinda dope.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Had, like, a nice little crowd in there and everything. But, yeah, I rap a little bit. If that's what you're asking, it was good.
No, I heard you smash the dude.
I do my thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it'd be like that.
Went up there, talk some shit. That's just what I do.
Yeah.
Same thing as doing comedy, except it's not jokes. Yeah. I still fuck them up, though.
That was hot.
Is there anything for tomorrow that you would change for your set? Like, doing a back-to-back performance is always a great thing, because then you can... kind of tweak a little bit? Is there anything that you're going to try to do different, or do you just say it is what it is? And
nah, I'm gonna change everything tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be, I feel like I did like 42 minutes, but I had like an hour of material. Mm-hmm. I'm going to slow everything down, you know, get a little comfortable and shit. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, just chill out. Yeah. You know, I just ain't done comedy in a minute, so I just had to mellow out a little bit. But I'll be all right tomorrow. It should be cool.
You get to stretch your legs, take your time to breathe.
This is my small bit of advice.
Right?
Just before you come on stage, have Corey ask anybody who needs to take a bathroom break to take one, and just do material till they all come back.
Oh my God. Well, you handled it so beautifully then.
Yeah.
Is that what you did?
No, I didn't do that.
I didn't hear that.
I only saw one person get up when I...
Really?
He got up. I wanted to get up. I think one girl got up. But it was kind of like, you know, we've been here 45 minutes.
But listen, it's a venue, though, where you can still hear motherfuckers.
Yeah, exactly.
No, which is tight.
No, that's true.
Even out in the front, if you want to go to the smoke, you can, but don't. Because they got the speaker right up front. It's nice.
That's true.
You can hear the whole time. That's why I like it.
it's a dope little spot, man. This is my first time.
Mine, too.
It was kind of cool, man. I know it's a different feel, but in the audience, I was like, man, Joe.
Yeah, the theater, man. It's a theater, like, where it's all, like, and you think, like, it's got a little bit of a high ceiling, but it's not too high. Cancels everything, kicks down the laughs again.
I was going to say, you can definitely hear the laughter back up.
Exactly.
No, you can hear it everywhere.
You can hear the talking.
And you can probably see it everywhere. Yeah. I don't know how the lights are. Yeah, you can definitely hear the talk.
What's nice is, like, past third, fourth row, you can't see shit, which is nice.
For real?
Yeah.
I can see nothing at home. But I don't need to.
I like to see a couple of rows. I like a couple of rows.
Yeah. I like not seeing the audience. Yeah, me too. You just focus.
When I did that Valentine's Day weekend, I had them light the showroom up so I could see everybody.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't full house lights. Fuck yeah. Yeah. Yes. I like looking deep into that soul, man. Give me everything you got. I'm gonna read it all over your face. Right. Plus, when I'm talking to someone, you can read their facial expressions in real time and know if you're tiptoeing over the line a little bit.
Good point.
You know what I mean? And so,
it's better than the sound.
And honestly, like, you can take it further that way. When you can see them and you know they can see you, you get a little more personal. You can take it further sometimes.
Yeah, you can. That's our job.
I was talking to Josh Schumacher one time. I was breaking down a joke, and he was like, man, you talk about that the way that... that Timmy and Corey talk about it. So I feel like you probably talk about comedy, like the science and the philosophy of it. Are there any things you could say about crowd work in terms of what you've learned to do, not do? Like you say, you're reading their faces. I'm sure it had to go wildly wrong before it could go right.
Yeah,
it's always like that.
Yeah, mine was a learning process. Yeah. And I forced it. When I was out in California, I did 30 days of nothing repeated, no material, five mics a night. For 30 days.
KB says, like, you got to push yourself out of that comfort zone. And you were just like, fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, 65% of those nights were very, very rough.
Yeah. As long as you know, like, when you have a showcase, when you got, like a booked show where you're going to get a little bit of pay, you use those things that you learned those nights.
Yeah. Well,
you bust your ass to get them right.
Yeah.
I did. I took a lot of chops, a lot of hard beats right away.
Yeah. If I can compliment how big your balls are, when I was in California, it really started to fuck with my creativity. The people were always watching because I was kind of like, well, fuck, there's a producer in there. There's somebody in the room. For you to just be like, fuck it, I'm putting it all away. Yeah. I'm working.
Yeah. Well, and that's how I approached it when I got here to Chicago. And I kind of doubt myself a little bit. But when I actually moved into the city, I already had shows booked. So when I was going to these open mics in front of all these other comics that produce shows, that could get me on other shows, they're not seeing me, like... kill at an open mic. No. I'm working on new shit because I got something booked.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's tough. It's the reverse. But to make that decision, it was a little rough because on one hand, I'm working. Like, fuck y'all. This is what I'm doing. Yeah. But on the other hand, like, it does kind of suck because people come up to me now and they're like, I don't know you're capable of that.
It's called an open mic.
When people don't know you, they don't know where you're at. Yeah, what's interesting is when
the mind frame.
Comedians who are producers don't even understand that.
No, they don't.
When they're talking about, like, you're not consistent, you're not this.
Because you're stuck in the room.
And I'm like, wait, hold up, but this is an open mic. This is where people are trying practicing.
Yeah. I'll say that on the other side of that, as someone that's always like working on shit, when I see people constantly doing the same shit, I'm judging them and going, oh, you can't write.
Yeah, that too, but sometimes
you gotta hold it.
That's good.
Yeah, you gotta hold it crap.
Yeah.
But if it's the same set 5 months in a row where you're just seeing the same order,
what are your different tags? I wanna hear you try some different shit.
Well, what are we judging? Like, aren't we in our own lane? Like, the bigger picture, like, aren't we just focused on us? We just want to support, like.
Yeah, but people do want showcasing to do extended sets. Right. And so I think what they're talking about is how sometimes people can judge you on an open mic, and it's an open mic. Like, you might be working on material.
I agree with you on that.
You know, maybe you want to polish something for a set, or maybe you're working on new stuff, and they may not see it like that.
Yeah. Well, there's always the stigma of where you're from.
Communicate.
Every time you do an open mic, like, say your home mic, all the people, like, when you first started that saw you do open mic are only going to think of you as an open micer.
That's the city that you're in.
You just leave, and then you realize that's not what this is about.
Right.
No, yeah.
It's not. When I go there and I work, and sometimes you don't hear a laugh for, like, a minute. I don't have a problem with that.
I walk away from that and I go, guess what? That ain't a thing anymore.
That's a beautiful thing that you and Corey and Leroy and KB and Dobie definitely understand is that, like, once you get to another set, you go, oh, what we were doing back there doesn't mean shit.
We were taking it so seriously. The bitterness,
like Dobie said earlier,
the awkwardness.
I'm taking that seriously, man.
I don't get booked on this dude's show. Who fucking cares?
I don't give a fuck.
Who cares?
Man.
Don't cry about it.
We all got our own lane.
And the other thing is just about making people laugh and have fun with it.
I just want people to be happy.
Keep it simple sometimes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Is it fun? Is it funny? Okay, then cool. Yeah. All right,
cool, man. Then fuck it.
To me, that's the biggest thing. And not overthink it.
A lot of people do.
That's what keeps you loose sounding. You sound nice up there.
We're like-minded people.
Yeah.
Some other people, like, who we're talking about ain't like that. They make it more difficult. You're like, why, bro?
How did you get this power? You just let that happen. You just let those people be themselves. They're going to be that way. You can't do nothing about it.
Yeah.
You don't worry about it. Like, I think I got, like, on one of my mirrors, like, I got all these stupid fucking, like, quotes to myself, right?
Hey, man, you sound like me.
Yeah, but one of them is worry about yourself. Invest in yourself.
Yeah.
And then, like, you're gonna get it when you get it. That's it.
Yeah.
Sound like you had a black mom.
Sound like black mom. Bernice Hammond.
Bernice.
My best friend's mom. Yeah. My best friend's name is Lucretia, so you know she's a black mom. She's tight. She's my other mother. She's cool.
Dobie, did you
always cool?
Did you hear Drake's Pop Style?
That shit go hard.
His what?
His new single, Pop Style, with Jay-Z and Kanye West.
Nah. I meant to call him. Me and Drake have been in contact like a year ago.
You asshole.
I used to write for Drake, me and Quentin Miller. I'm going to hit him up. I'm going to see what's up with his new single that you just heard.
You ain't missing much, Dobie.
Yeah, I like it.
I wanted to talk about Jay-Z's two-line verse.
Yeah,
two-line verse, you said?
Yeah. And it's considered a feature, and I'm like, can you call it a feature? I don't... That was terrible.
What kind of music are you, W? Are you hip hop? Are you?
I like good hip hop.
Like, man.
Before 2016 hip hop.
Okay, like who? Tell me one of your favorite artists.
Oh shit, Mos Def, Jay-Z.
All day, okay.
Old Kanye West.
Okay, all day.
What about Kanye?
So you hip hop, bro?
Yeah,
you hip hop. Yeah, okay.
Tribe. You Tribe?
You 24, so
yeah.
All right.
You like Future?
I like Future. Future.
That was a trick question. I hate that nigga.
It's a love hate relationship.
Yeah, no.
You
like, Future
hate this nigga.
Nah, man. I like real artists like Panda.
You got your secret song.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna make somebody turn it off if I'm high.
I remember me and KB saw the first Future
video with T.I.
With T.I.
Oh, we talking about love videos. That's not fair. That's terrible.
We had to take it back, man. It was a while ago, man.
I said music video in like 7 years.
Can we do a roast off on Leroy's head? You look like Mr. T's sperm.
Oh, no.
I think you look cool, Leroy.
Hey, man, appreciate it. Yeah, man.
Corey, new haircut. You got supported, man.
Did you get a haircut yet?
Nah.
All right. No,
I was going to burn you, man. I had a nice one lined up. But
did you
know?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Corey, man. Go ahead. I want to hear it.
It looks like the polar magnetism is trying to pull your hair out of both ends of your head.
Oh, because of the beard?
Because it's like, Yeah, because they
elongated
the
face.
You feel like
yeah.
you can pull it and it would come down like,
you're getting sucked into a black hole and shit stretched out. That's
earlier. Ian said he looked like Super Mario Brothers 2, the thing that you pull out of
the radish.
Yeah,
the radish.
Yeah.
I was like, Ian, that's a good one, bro. That's a good one.
Wasn't that like what the fuck was that called?
It looked like Carrot Top's adopted kid.
You would adopt you.
Have fun, man.
You're Joe.
Hey, thank you.
I don't roast. I'm too nice to
be. You know what? Me too, man.
And Joe DeGan's going
to be on the show.
Yeah, I'm not a big roaster. I'm terrible at roasting.
I feel so bad.
I'm too nice.
Well, I'm coming out on episode 200, and I usually do a roast for like the 100th. And KB's getting ready to leave, so we really wanted to do the KB roast.
You keep on saying KB, I'm out too, man.
I'm out too. We're going together.
It's Cali, man. We out this motherfucker.
I'm going to have a couch.
August. My birthday's in August.
Couch.
I'll see y'all. Where in California?
LA.
She was West LA. My sister already out there working in on. This is stupid. I'm not gonna talk about it on the
That's
fucking
fine.
Podcast.
Don't worry about it. We'll talk afterwards.
But we'll talk afterwards.
Hell yeah.
West Coast.
She's a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving at work. Moving at work. You know.
Yeah. Let me ask Joe, Dobie, and
gotta support
Corey.
The comedy.
This was Sam Norton's question.
Oh no.
If you could pick one word that describes what keeps you going out every night, what is it? And if you could pick one word that describes where you're trying to go, what would it be?
Coy first.
What was the first question?
Yeah, that's what question. We said.
I don't remember what the fuck I said. Yeah.
But it's some dope shit.
One more that describes what keeps you going out every night.
What makes you keep doing comedy, man?
One word, though?
Yeah. One word, bro. Real
it can't,
simple.
It can't
the first
be
word
cunt.
Yeah.
Comedy.
Bullheadedness. I don't know, man. That's not a word. Stubbornness.
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 Yeah.
And then one
I
word.
I would call that determination.
Yeah, me too. It is. It is, actually.
That's what boxing
I don't know, because that kind of sounds like wanting to be reckoned
Tony
with. Like, God damn it, I'm doing this, and you're going to deal with it whether you like it or not.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of that. And then one word to describe where I'm going.
Yeah.
In my mind,
like
biggest.
Like total goals, yeah. Aspiration. Biggest, all right.
Is that the biggest.
Got you, man.
What a dick answer.
I'm sorry, man.
No, it's 100. It's 100. Like,
I don't want to be second best in this at all.
You're right, exactly.
Why play the game?
Right.
Why are we in this if we're not trying to be the best, man?
You want some more time?
We had somebody else say inspirational.
I thought we were still talking before. All right, it's Joe's turn.
I think I've already answered this before, but I mostly for me, it's inspiration. Like, the reason why I started was so that I could let my son know that he could do whatever the fuck he wants.
All day.
Because, right? Like,
yeah.
I didn't have that. My dad's dude who came to me afterwards and was like, you know, everybody told me I should go do that shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I didn't do that. I just fucking did it. Yeah, but that happens sometimes when you live in like a shitty town where like people don't tell you that shit can happen, like where you could go
surrounded by
or
Jeremy Daniels
or inspired
surrounded by a bunch of Jeremy Daniels always looking at you telling you can't do shit. No, but that's what it was for me, so that's why
the one word that where are you going?
Where am I going? Anywhere. That's the word.
Hell yeah.
I like it. I'll go anywhere.
Yeah.
I go to Australia. I'll go to fucking Scotland. I'll go to fucking.
Let's get it.
I don't care.
Come on, man.
I like to travel. That's all right,
Dobie.
Me too.
You had enough time.
Man of the hour.
I was just listening to y'all. I pay attention. I give y'all my undivided attention. Now, what was the question?
You were just on your phone.
What's one word that describes why you keep going out?
Why I keep going out? Man, this is the first time I've been out in like a month. But I don't know, man. Success.
We can tell.
Success is a good word, I think, to describe all that. Because I think that's what we're all going for. You know?
Yeah, a little bit.
You know what I mean? My own little definition of success, not having to work for nobody.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Coming out, having a good time, getting paid for it. I mean,
yeah, for sure.
Doing what you love.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of that's why
boss,
I do it,
man.
That's right. I want to be my own boss, man.
I feel you on that, man.
I'm good at
I support
bullshitting,
that.
So
yeah,
might as well get paid for it.
Right.
Go.
All right. It ain't even bullshit. It's keeping it 100.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
they see this bullshit, you know, telling y'all. That's really what I be feeling.
Yeah.
I
like that.
All right, you guys want to get out of here?
Yeah.
I
got to
pick up my wife.
Where can people find you on Twitter or Instagram or websites or whatever is best for you? I'm Ian Ellis at Chicago Open Mic.
You can find me at K Marion Comedy or Watch the Funny One.
Just my Twitter that you heard that earlier.
Yeah, you heard mine earlier too, but in case they cut it. At I'm Brian Dobie. It's spelled like at I'm Brian Dobie. Cool. Good shit.
You should know that.
D-O-B-Y.
Name.
Yeah.
At who's the gang? Because that's a question you should be asking.
Who is
Joe? Shout out to my man Bruce.
I got to switch my Twitter finally from like some dumb tattoo Joe 3RD shit I used to have. Because I used to do tattoos. Dumb. Why would you do that? So yeah, and then you can hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, whatever.
Laugh Factory at Laugh Factory underscore CH. Why So Funny at Why So Funny One.
Why
we
so
out.
Funny One.
Thank you.
Peace.
Stay black.